Glenn, if you would you do the roll call?
Yes, certainly, Paul. We have on the call Paul Diaz, the chair of this group, James Bladel, registrar, Kevin Erdman, IPC, Mike O'Connor, business constituency, Michael Collins, individual, and Barbara Steele, registry constituency. And for staff, we have Marika Koenig, Olof Nordling, and myself, Glenda Sanchez.
Wonderful. Thank you, Glenn. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. We hope to get through this call. We have a couple points of business, so we'll try and march right along here. Just to put in perspective, we need to have final approval of the draft text that we've prepared. We want to discuss the issue that was raised at our last call and make sure everybody is comfortable and in agreement with the way we've suggested moving forward. That is the discussion about thin versus thick and the new TLD process. We also need to look at the draft motion that has been prepared, make sure that we're also comfortable with that language that will eventually be going on to council. And finally, to begin thinking seriously about the future PDP work. Recall this is the first of five envisioned PDPs in Mexico City. The council asks us if we would continue working this issue. The working group has been very, very efficient and been functional. Hope to see that continue, that good progress moving forward. With that said, though, we have some flexibility in terms of beginning to craft the charter. So we need to look at the issues that have been laid out, and we can discuss whether we simply accept what was proposed, if we wanted to change the mix a bit, if other issues are of more pressing concern, people want to bring them forward, etc. We can, we need to do that as well. So, with that said, I would ask if folks have the most recent drafts that Marika's provided us available. As I recall, Marika, everything, the changes that need to be made, it's consistent all the way through, right?
Yes, should be.
So the block of text, excuse me, that we'll that we need to look at repeats in several places, and I believe that's the only thing in here other than numbering issues, right? If there's a date change or something else, but so just to get buy off from everyone, if we can jump to line 90, I believe this is page 4. The first time it appears now under section 1.3, conclusions of the working group. What you can see there, we've now changed it to say the working group, recognizing that it's not specifically in the remit of this working group to make any recommendations for who is modification. Does further support assessment of whether IRIS would be a viable option for the exchange of registrar and email address data between registrars, and recommends an analysis of IRIS's costs, time of implementation, and appropriateness for IRTP purposes. So a question to the group. This is, incorporating the feedback from several of the participants. The focus, again, is on our mandate question about exchange of registrar email within the IRTP process. We've tried to keep it fairly narrow and tight. IRIS as an issue, as I understand right now, is not one of the specific research recommendations that is before that staff is proposed to council. However, we wanted to have it on record that when such research is done, that we include some analysis of IRIS as it might relate to this exchange of registrant data as part of an IRTP. Is everybody comfortable with this language as it appears?
Paul, this is Mikey.
Yes, Mikey.
I'm sorry to take you all the way back to the beginning. I just clicked on the link from the mail from Marika, and I want to make sure I'm working off the same document you are. This one doesn't have any line numbers. Is that correct? Or are you working off one that's got line numbers?
It has line numbers.
Yeah.
PDF version?
Yeah, I'm reading the PDF, Mikey. Are you reading the doc, perhaps?
Oh, I'm reading the PDF. This is
the very first one listed on our wiki right now. So we have documents review on off the wiki site.
In Marika's email. Should I look at the one on the wiki here?
I, just in case, just because that way.
And the email that was.
It's actually the link to the wiki, isn't it, Marika?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm just catching up. Hang on, gang.
Yeah, no problem, Mikey. Make sure that, again, is Mikey's pulling up. Is everybody else comfortable? Any changes that we need to make here? Again, this...
I'm sorry, this is James.
James, go ahead.
I'm fine with the language addition. I did notice in the deleted section, the first sentence, that who is being used in ways to facilitate transfers, which it was not originally intended for. Did we capture that somewhere else in the document? I would just hate to see that go away entirely.
Good question, Marika. Can you help out here?
I remember there was a comment about
yeah.
who is being an operational dependency for transfers, aside from the privacy and transparency concerns, and I just want to make sure we don't lose that.
I don't think it's covered in the who is section, so I'm happy to put that sentence back. I might have actually deleted that by mistake. I'm happy to reinstate that specific sentence here.
If I'm all alone on this, that's fine. I just wanted to point it out that we...
No, this is my
baby and a lot of that bathwater.
Yeah.
I think we want that one back.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, I tend to agree, but does anybody on the call think that that is no longer necessary or inappropriate in some way, or it makes more sense to reinsert that sentence in the who is section of our draft? Let me rephrase it. Is anybody against...
as far as the being too unstable, Sony is actually a cheaper line. You know, 1,200 watts, that's a cheaper line.
Are we still on the call?
Yeah, are we still? That was a strange one. Was somebody on a cell phone today, dialing on cell or perhaps Skype?
I'm on.
We still have you guys?
I'm here.
Okay.
I've just asked the operator to look into it.
Thank you, Glenn. It's a weird one.
Weather, you know?
Listening in on somebody's conversation. Okay, again, the question that I posed before, is anybody disagree or anybody not want to see that sentence that we've clipped specific to the that deals with the first sentence that was deleted?
I think it's appropriate to include it. It's consistent with everything we've been about.
Okay, great. Then, Marika, if you would, please, let's reinsert that sentence. I guess it doesn't belong here in the conclusions, but rather in the portion of our text that deals with who is. I'm sure it'll fit in very, very comfortably. Now, for the group, okay, so is everybody then okay with the text? Mikey, have you seen it now? Does it look good to you?
Yeah, I'm with you, yes.
Okay.
One in the email was a different person.
Okay. All right, with that said, the only other changes in our draft right now are just simply a repetition of that exact language. So understanding that, you know, it's the same all the way through, and we're going to add back in that sentence. For the group, what I would propose is that we don't need another go-around to review the text. Since we've seen that sentence, it's just a question of where it gets plugged in. What I'd like to do, because we couldn't all be on the call today, is make the change, put it on the updated version on the wiki, and again, in email now, ask folks in the next, I don't know, I guess 48 hours, final look, make sure that you're comfortable, and if we don't hear from you, we're going to consider this draft text wrapped up. Is that okay with everyone? 48 hours seem reasonable. Yeah. Ultimately, you're going to be looking for one thing, where this new sentence was reinserted. But does that seem okay? Anybody have an issue with that? Okay. Then
have a look now, maybe on, you know, just to make sure that we're already covered, the people that are on the call. If we would flick to line 507, which is the Who Is section. My proposal would be to make it the second bullet point.
507, Marika? Okay.
I'm looking at that as well, Marika, and I agree.
That's the best place for it.
I'm also just doing a scan of the document to see if we haven't maybe covered it somewhere else.
Okay.
Somebody just reread the, now that I've caught up with you, can you reread the sentence we're inserting?
Literally, it's the first sentence that's been clipped, Mikey.
The working group noted that WHOIS was not designed to support many of the ways in which it is currently used to facilitate transfers.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Lovely, thanks.
And so that becomes the intersection for the who is part beginning in line 507. Okay, so again, you know, we will make that insertion, have the updated text available on the wiki site, and in an email we will push out a note saying, look, 48 hours, sort of last call. Let's get this one done. All right, wonderful. So with that, any other questions? All right. Perhaps before I put this to bed, let's just make sure that everybody is on board with following our discussions last week about thin versus thick registry models with a view towards new TLDs. We had a debate, discussion about whether we should make recommendations within our report related to that, and in conversations we had after the call, those of us who were most involved came to the conclusion that this really would get us beyond making a recommendation. Our report would get us beyond our mandate because we'd be recommending something that is just really a lot more than what this working group was constituted to do, requiring thick registry models. That is, would be well beyond the scope of what was originally intended when this group was set up. As a result, what we agreed to do is work together offline, put together the language, the proposal that we'd like to make, and submit it. Whoever within the group wants to co-sign, but submit that directly to the public comment process for the new TLD program. This way we'll be sure that it's seen by staff, anybody else who has an interest. You know, comments, debate can take place in that forum. But we felt that it was more appropriate to be handled there. It should be left out of our report. Does anybody have a problem with that, or folks feel, you know, that seems reasonable?
This is Michael. I think that's appropriate.
Okay. Basically, does anybody have angst with it? Just make sure there's nobody dead set. Okay. Great. Then that's
Paul, this is James.
Yes, James.
I'll go ahead and take the lead on putting together some language when that comment period opens. And if anyone wanted to sign on to that or work with me on that or possibly submit a different opinion in the same document, I'm welcome to work with anyone on that.
Yeah. Marika, Olaf, Glenn, anybody in staff, is it okay, is it appropriate to continue using our mailing list to facilitate that discussion?
Absolutely.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. You know, that's the easiest then, James. When you have a first draft ready, post it to the list, and the rest of us, we can see it. If we like it, co-sign with you. If we have difference of opinion, raise it. Maybe it will result in a better draft. And then those who are in support, you know, we can all join together in the submission. Those who are against, ultimately, it probably, we might say that, you know, reflect that in the course of this PDP work, you know, we've looked at thin versus thick registry models and kind of paraphrase our findings. I don't necessarily think that the comment, unless we had unanimity in the group, should necessarily be a reflection of the working group believes this.
Right.
And post it. Rather, it's as individual members who happen to work on this and have done some research and looking into the issue, here's what we think. But we'd be posting as individual members, just to make that clear to everybody.
Olaf here, could I...
Yes, Olaf.
Quick comments. First of all, as I mentioned last time, it's quite important that it comes to the public comment forum, because we need to, as staff, to have a reference which is clear for any changes that we do for the draft access guidebook. And subject is very topical. If you do remember one of the last slides that Kurt showed in the public forum at the end of the Mexico meeting, for those who attended, well, this is one of the bullet points that will be worked on, sick versus thin, who is. So very topical indeed. So I could just encourage input on this. Thank you.
Certainly, and I think many of us are in agreement, and we will be posting. But just for those who are on the call or those who may listen to this recording afterwards, to make it clear, again, we will be posting maybe as a group, but a group of individuals, not necessarily speaking on behalf of this working group. Okay, if we can then, I'd ask folks to turn their attention to the draft motion that again, Marika has prepared for us. In Mexico City, again, when we updated council, they specifically asked for a document like this to help them with the deliberations and moving forward on the on this process as a whole. Actually, rather than speaking, Marika, how did you pull this together? Just give the group a quick background, and if folks haven't looked at it, please kind of read along as Marika explains.
Yeah, it basically just covers, the first part just covers a bit the history, what was the group asked to look at, you know, that the CDB followed the described steps, and that resulted in the final report, that the group has reached consensus on the recommendations that are outlined further down in the motion, and basically outlining that the group doesn't recommend any policy changes, but does recommend the council, first of all, to carry out an assessment of whether IRIS would be a viable option for the exchange of registrar and email address data between registrars, and conduct an analysis of IRIS cost, time of implementation, and appropriateness for IRTP purposes. Two, suggest that future IRTP working groups consider the appropriateness of a policy change that would prevent a registrant from reversing a transfer after it has been completed and authorized by the admin contact. And three, clarify that the current bulk transfer provisions also apply to a bulk transfer of domain names in only one GTLD. So that's basically, and then you have the results where it basically goes back again to these three recommendations that the group has agreed in its report. So that's the structure of the motion.
Okay.
And that basically follows previous examples that I looked up in drafting this one.
Sure. Okay, please, I was going to say, let's open the floor. So, Mikey?
Just a readability thing. You might want to bring those numbers out to the left margin so that they show up as bullets.
The 1, 2, 3, you mean, Mikey? Is that what you want to see, Mikey? Move the 1, 2, 3 so it's all left justified? More like bullets?
No, just start a new paragraph for each of those numbers. It'll be easier to sort of kick off the list of the three recommendations.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do the same with the first ones, talking about the three different issues we've addressed on the top of the page, and then we have as well the recommendations further down.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
All right. For the group, I would like to ask what people think. When we talk, let's go to the, is it 1, 2, I guess the fourth, whereas these recommendations do not include any proposals for changes to the policy, we do recommend, one, that the council carry out an assessment of whether IRIS, personally, as we just noted, since a study of IRIS is not on the short list of who is related things that staff is proposed, you know, we look into as part of the ongoing who is project. We might want to add, my suggestion with you, we add a clause to that first, number one, something to the effect of when an assessment of IRIS is undertaken, or something to that effect, that it should also be an assessment whether it's a viable option, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and...
Sorry, Paul, but as we've written it now in the report, it reads to me that the group is actually recommending carrying out such an assessment and not waiting for who is work to look at that, but do it as a separate initiative.
Okay.
That was actually part of the recommendation I made, and I think part of the changes that was made from my last recommendation.
Yes, and that's where I'm going with this, folks, and then let's make it clear. I was doing it almost tongue in cheek, saying when they get to it, like, "Hello, guys, you know, let's do this one." Okay, you know, I guess if we take it as a given that they're going to look at the report and realize this sort of assessment should be done, then we can leave it as is.
Yeah, this is Mikey. I think we don't want to leave them any doubt that we want them to take a look.
It should be undertaken. Okay. And most importantly, I'm sure Mike Rodenbaugh will be supportive of this, but I will speak with him beforehand, since he's our liaison and will likely be the one who brings forward this motion. We can make sure that he underscores, you know, the group's feeling that this is work that needs to be done, needs to be put on the calendar, and this particular issue must be part of it, must be addressed. Okay. The second suggestion that we're making about the appropriateness, that's foreshadowing the next thing that we need to talk about, that is PDPB. And you know, as we can note in a minute, this is almost like a softball we're giving the council. And quite honestly, those of us who come back and work on PDPB, we're just setting up one of the lines of work that we'll have, because this is exactly what is being discussed.
Where?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This will be under. We have on the wiki site the recommendations from the working group that sort of laid out all the transfer policy issues. This is a document dated 19 March 2008. So under PDPB, there was an issue number 7.
Okay.
And 7 reads, whether additional provisions on undoing inappropriate transfers are needed, especially with regard to disputes between a registrant and admin contact. Policy is clear that the registrant can overrule the admin contact, but how this is implemented is currently at the discretion of the registrar. So it seems to me we've just teed that one up, you know, for counsel to say, yeah, okay, go do it. Look into that.
Okay.
And then finally, the third point, the only additional thought I had is we say clarify the bulk transfer provisions also apply. Do we want to reiterate that ICANN Legal has looked at this, that there was a recognition on their part that there's some discretion, and that ICANN Legal was not against the kind of clarification that we're calling for? I mean, will this save counsel sort of having to, you know, ask that inevitable question? Should we add a little extra text here that says, you know, whereas we... recognizing the input from legal, something to that effect.
Would it help just to say at the end, like after only one GTD, as supported by ICANN Legal, something like that?
Something like
recommended?
That.
Mikey, that sounds like a great idea.
Right. Okay. And is that everybody's recollection? I mean, is support too strong a word? I mean, certainly I feel comfortable saying there was no opposition from ICANN Legal.
I think it might be more appropriate, this is Barbara, by the way.
Yes, Barbara.
To, you know, maybe soften it a little bit. You know, I think that, you know, they did indicate that there, you know, could be an interpretation that it could apply to only one, but I don't know that they necessarily made a concrete, you know, support that it would apply to only one.
Yeah.
Suggested? Would that be a softening?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Maria. Did you use the word suggest?
Yeah. And
okay.
I don't know if that's a softening off. I mean, I would need to run this as well by ICANN Legal to make sure that they're
right.
Happy as well with that wording, but I don't know if that would be a better word, or...
Well, and this is Mikey. Why don't you just go to Legal and say what's the appropriate wording?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems... Let's just cut through and ask, get it from the horse's mouth.
Give them plenty of room, but let them know that we would like to their position, whatever it is, in the resolution.
Marika or Olaf, are you guys aware when GNSO Council is scheduled next to meet?
Yes, that's the 26th.
Okay.
So I think anything that needs to be considered by the GNSO needs to be received, I think, at the latest at the 19th. Is that correct, Glenn?
Yes, that's right. Marika.
So,
do this.
All right. Given the amount of time it took Legal to get back to us during our work, I'm not very confident that they're going to be able to focus on this and give you language in 2 working days. All right, that being said, I just, you know, my concern is that we've done most of our work, and yet I don't know if we're going to be able to get this in front of council for their next call.
This is Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey.
What if Marika took a run at Legal, and if they got it back, great, and if they didn't, we went ahead with the motion as it stands.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should definitely, you know, deliver on the things we've committed to include a draft of this motion. And, you know, maybe, again, using our liaison, using Mike Rodenbaugh, if necessary, you know, apply extra pressure. Plus, if we have the text, suggested text, if Legal simply gives a thumbs up, okay, it's already in and on the docket for the 26th meeting. With that said, Marika, I think Barbara's point is a good one, and that we should not overreach. Don't use a strong term, so maybe something like suggest, as suggested by Legal staff.
Yeah, and I'll run this by Legal. I think I should be able to get an answer, hopefully.
Since they've already looked at it as part of the work, whomever it was that you'd spoken to can reach back out to her or him. You know, they may say, yes, that's fine. As a point of clarification, it might be worth asking at the time, all right, so we're calling for a clarification here. How is that done? Is that done by one of the staff notes?
No, I actually clarified it already, and this would be sufficient. The third resolve basically would be sufficient. Like, I will double check that, but at the time when I spoke to legal counsel, they told me that if the GNSO counsel would just adopt a motion stating that how it should be clarified, that would be sufficient.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't being clear. So if there's agreement all around to the third resolve here to clarify, da 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 da. How then is that enacted? In other words, will we see an update come from staff that, based on the work of this group, the recommendation, here's the clarification, and they will actually sort of publish an updated IRTP with this language inserted? Or is it done as sort of like a side staff note saying, be aware, there was, you know, the working group found that there was discrepancy, but it's been agreed to, you know, this clarification, et cetera. I'm just wondering how this recommendation, if accepted and goes through, how it actually gets implemented. Anybody know?
Well. This could actually be sort of a policy outcome.
Yeah.
This clarification, and maybe that's the best solution to actually say that this is the end of a PDP, and it has a policy implication, which actually means we should have this as a declaration, and it would then, just to be on the safe side, go to the board and then be implemented. And then it would be clear as anything. And maybe that's overkill. I'm not entirely sure, but at least if we run it like that, it is an outcome of the PDP, and it is regarded as, well, if not a policy change, but just as much as a policy clarification as we had on the previous transfer policy working group on the clarifications of reasons for denial.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let us ponder about that exactly how it should be done. But I'm just to be on the safe side, I'm inclined to be to think in those lines rather than saying, okay, let's clear this and. But we should check that and double check with legal if it can be considered. All right, it was unclear, and the GNSO Council declares that it should be applicable to not to shed any doubt on that it should be applicable also to bulk transfer domain names in only one GTLD. And that is then taken to be the current interpretation. So I think we got the laborious PDP route, the full-fledged PDP outcome route via the board and implementation. But maybe that's not required, and I think the consultations we had with legal staff was that it should be sufficient, and did we understand it right, that it should be sufficient that we have this declaration by the GNSO Council, that they see it in that way.
And staff would interpret
and
that
staff
going forward.
Would then be able to interpret it and could respond with some kind of declaration in response to the GNSO Council.
But I will double check that with ICANN Legal, and if it's any different, come back to the group on that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we need to, just because if it's going to be the more full-fledged route, then whereas these recommendations do not include any proposals for changes to the policy, well, obviously that clause will change if, in fact, we are going to treat this like a full-blown PDP recommendation that goes to for board approval, et cetera. Whichever way it is, it is. Let's see what legal advises us. And
I go over to you, but better safe than sorry. So we double check that with legal.
Yeah, and the concern is it might not be overkill, because my concern is that if it's merely comes out as sort of a staff note or something like that, that it might get overlooked within the community. Whereas, you know, if it goes the full route and gets ultimately board approval and whatnot, it has a even higher level of visibility, and therefore it's achieving, you know, the goal that we set out in this working group. Okay. Was there another question? Sorry.
Yeah, Mike here. I was the chair of one of those redrafting PDPs. It was very
mm-hmm.
short. And I think that what we should do is get that decision, and then if the decision is we're going to go the full PDP where the policy actually gets rewritten, I don't think we should wrap up until that language is drafted. I think we ought to draft that language rather than handing that off to another group, because it was pretty tough bringing the whole group up to speed on all the nuance Whereas, you know, we could take another week and stick the clause into the policy and be all done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we may...
I think you make a very, very important point, Mikey. And you know, as I'm sitting here thinking about how this plays out, gets enacted, I was seeing that same path that you just described. So, Glenn, we definitely want to have next week's time slot reserved. And Marika, Olaf, whomever speaks to legal, if you can kind of press them on the, if you will, the urgency of trying to get some guidance on this. Because if it's if they feel it does not go the full route, you know, then we're in great shape and we're effectively done. If, however, it's going to, you know, ultimately need board approval and all the rest, then to Mikey's point, we should probably, you know, keep this working group on hold and make the recommended text change ourselves. Again, it's probably just going to be a clause or two to the existing language, but it would make sense that, hey, we looked at it, we're immersed in this stuff, let us make the proposal and then just have legal sign off, council approval, and ultimately board approval.
You know, as we talk, this is Mikey here, as we talk about this, I'm leaning toward not even making this choice, but going ahead and drafting the language ourselves. I think given all the thinking and work and so on, we could come up with it pretty fast. And I think the legacy we would leave behind, it gets to the point that you raised a minute ago. If the words in the policy don't change, then the possibility for confusion a couple of years down the road exists, where you know, a registry is trying to figure out the partial bulk transfer thing. I think it's probably better if we actually change the language in the policy.
What do others think?
It does make sense. I hate to take this another week, but it does make sense, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that since we're already sort of focused in on that, it will actually save time and, you know, the whole scheme of things to do it now rather than whenever.
This is Marika. Just to point out, that would mean as well we need to go back to the report and change our recommendations there and the language on this issue there.
Yeah, I think that's right. I actually think that this is an issue of substance, not just process, and we do need to go back to the report, back out that language that you referred to, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Stiffen up the language a little bit in the report as well, and then include the revisions to the language in both the report and the motion.
Okay. Does anybody think that we're crazy with this and that we should just keep moving forward as we were planning to do 15 minutes ago?
Does it make sense for me to check first with ICANN Legal to really see whether you know, it's really required to do that, or whether this is really sufficient and it's all that's needed? Because we might be giving ourselves a lot more work while it might not be necessary.
Yeah, I absolutely think so, Marika. Again, if you can impress upon them that this working group is trying to wrap this thing up and get you know, the output to council for next week's meeting, so if they can give you the quick answer. If they tell you there's, you know, some easy way of doing this that we haven't seen, get the clarification. You can report back on the list, and then we can, you know, make text changes to our motion only.
I think it's all up here, and we should really check with legal first, because
right.
I mean, there is when we're modifying an existing consensus policy like we did with transit policy and clarification and such, it's one thing. Now the bulk transfer is not as such consensus policies and more or less an emergency measure that is used. But I don't think it has consensus policy status. It is a measure that just exists. So let's just double check with legal first if there is a possibility to fix the language straight into that one. That modification may be easier to do than via sort of the full-fledged PDP. So I think it's wise to double check first, because I think we had the preliminary, what as we perceived it, it would be doable straight with legal, and possibly with a change of language that we can get agreement on in a less formal fashion.
Okay, then let's do that. If you both would please reach out to legal, try and get an answer as quickly as possible, and if you could at least update on the list. You know, if you're speaking to them, they tell you, you know, it's going to be a couple days, whatever the time frame they provide you. And then for members of the working group, let's just keep ourselves in like a holding pattern till we see if there's not a need to do the changes, make the suggested text changes, so be it. If, however, they say, you know, there is agreement now, this should go through in a more formal way and whatnot, then we'll be prepared. We can put something together, and we won't worry about next week's GNSO call. We can simply have Mike advise that, based on the advice, we're making these last-minute changes, and the report and all the other stuff can go after once everything is properly taken care of. Again, for now, let's think about plan on a call next Tuesday. And we'll just wait for that guidance from legal, whether we need to start crafting the language or not. All right. I can see from the meeting view thing we lost Mike O'Connor, so hopefully he'll get back. I can reach out to him afterwards and explain what we just said. Okay, in the last 10 minutes then. Ah, there he is. Hey, Mikey.
I'm sorry. I got so excited I hit the wrong button. Disconnected now.
All I was going to say, Mikey, is in talking us through what we're going to do is get to legal, ICANN legal, immediately after the call, and try and get some guidance on what it is we need to do. The working group, I think, should sort of be in a holding pattern right now. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and start crafting the text changes until we get that guidance from legal that's really what's necessary. There seems to be some difference of thought about just what needs to be done moving forward, but we should be prepared to make those changes, because again, we're immersed in this stuff. We can probably knock it out very quickly. So what we'll do is think about a call next Tuesday. We'll plan for a call next Tuesday. We'll wait for feedback from Olaf and Marika, what legal's telling us, and hopefully they respond, legal response quickly. So we know in the next couple of days. Clearly, if we have to make those text changes, suggested edits, we'll miss delivering this report to GNSL Council next Thursday. So be it. We can just, provide an update through Rodenbaugh as our liaison.
Yeah, I think the one thing that we should take a look at the actual document. Because if bulk transfers is called out in the policy, then I think it behooves us to clarify that. If bulk transfers isn't called out directly in the IRTP, then I think a staff clarification is fine. But I would hate to put a registrar or a registry in a situation where we haven't clarified for them in the document that they're reading, and that the only way they would find that out is by asking staff. In the instance where it's actually called out in the policy, we ought to change it, no matter what the legal folks say.
Okay. Again, I think we will have some more work in front of us, but I think the most reasonable thing to do right now is let's just give legal, you know, a little bit of time to get back. We can be thinking about what the text changes might look like if we're called upon to do that. And, you know, again, Marika Olof, if you would really push legal staff to kind of give us some quick guidance so that we know what it is we need to do and we can jump on it quickly.
Yes, we'll do so.
Okay. All right. We have about 8 minutes left, and I just wanted to at least begin to touch on the future transfer policy work. Again, on our wiki, there's the original drafting team report on all the various transfer policy issues. And, you know, as I read out earlier, as originally envisioned, they had 5 PDPs. This is A. So B was subtitled Undoing Transfer Policy Transfers. And there were 3 main issues that they had lumped together for PDP B. Rather than read them out, I would ask everybody to please go, you know, to the document, see what was suggested. As we've already noted, our recommendation that, you know, future work specifically look at potential policy changes, so that the registrant and admin contact that potential conflict about authorization for a transfer. That we look into it. That is envisioned. That was item number 7 that was in here, suggested as part of the next PDP. Again, what counsel told us in Mexico City is that you know, there's some discretion here in terms of which issues get addressed next. And while the previous group really made a big effort to kind of lump similar issues together, and also to sort of ramp the issues, not to put all the really hard ones together in one time, et cetera. We do have some discretion. We can, you know, add or subtract, you know, put things in, take things out. I would ask everybody to start thinking about that. You know, if there are certain issues you'd like to see addressed sooner rather than later, do they fit in? Does it make sense? Will a reconstituted PDPB, you know, make sense? Is it doable? And then what council has asked us is to, you know, make the recommendations, what it would look like, so we can start drafting a charter and get this this next process underway. Again, this seems it's not a crystal clear to me exactly how the process works, but if we're thinking about what the next PDP work looks like, we can have side discussions with staff and with council members to. You know, sort of flesh out, all right, what do we need to do in terms of recommendation? What do they need to do in terms of establishing a charter? And then it can all move forward from there. Are there any questions or issues about the next step right now?
This is Mikey.
Mikey?
These aren't questions or issues. It's just a thought, and that is sort of 2 things. In a way, this strikes me as a phased project. And one of the things that project managers often do as part of the deliverables of a project is to write the charter for the next phase within the context of phase that you're in.
Yeah.
So, you know, your deliverables are blah, 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 a report or whatever, and a charter for the next thing. And so 2 observations. 1, we might just want to treat this as another document that we need to draft collaboratively as a team, thus keeping ourselves alive a little longer. And then the other thing we might want to do is consider putting another clause in the resolution that essentially refers to that deliverable and says, you know, we're submitting a report, it's got these recommendations, here is our motion, and another thing we're submitting to you is the charter for the next PDP. Now, not all of that would mean that there's no way that we would provide all this for the council next week,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a bad way to approach it.
Yeah.
in because we're so far up the learning curve.
Yep. I think all of that is very accurate. Again, I got some conflicting signals in Mexico City in terms of how different counselors thought the process would go forward. I think more of them think exactly the way you just laid it out, Mikey, in terms of it would be wise for this group to basically craft the charter for the next PDP, and you know, make that recommendation as a third deliverable document with reference in the resolution to get it going. Again, as I said, I did get kind of a conflicting sense of where to go, so I just want to clarify that. But
Paul, I think a suggestion that Avery made, and it might reflect the view of the whole council, but I think she was talking at the time of having this group indeed propose two different motions, one that we've just discussed, and then a second one, which would indeed look at this question of, you know, a charter for the next working group going forward and the issues they would look at. So to separate a bit that work. But that,
yeah,
I think, was Avery's view as I understood it.
Yeah. And that's, I think it's all will ultimately end up in the same place, that this particular group, we will have a, we will be called upon to draft the next charter. And so it, you know, gives us the flexibility of saying which issues shall we address, just take what was originally proposed or mix and match with the other questions that are still outstanding. And again, I'll work with council to get clarity on, do they want it all rolled up in one motion? Is it two separate documents? You know, those sorts of details. Clearly, we're going to have we'll have a little time because, as Mikey said, we couldn't draft a charter in on the list or in just one call next week. So, you know, this will become an item for their for council's next meeting. All of this stuff will come together, which means we have plenty of time to get this all done well and done right. Nevertheless, I would ask everybody, as we're wrapping up on the hour, please take a look at those, the outstanding issues that are out there. Focus on what was proposed as PDPB, and, you know, obviously we can have a discussion about, do we just go with what was there, do we mix and match, and we could begin fleshing out what a charter, based on the issues we agree should be addressed, what that charter should look like. Okay, and then in wrapping up then, we still will have the final draft text put out. I won't say final, it's probably next to last, because there may be changes based on the guidance we're going to get from legal. At this point, Marika, it probably doesn't make sense. Let's not confuse folks and post or push out the a revised draft again. Why don't we just hold on that, make the one sentence change that we discussed, hang on to it for a moment. I would ask Mariko Olof, as soon as she gets some feedback from legal, at that point post it to the list. So, you know, we don't get confused about, you know, what's going on, do we need to start making changes to the text, yes or no. Let's just get some guidance, hopefully quickly, and if we need to make those changes, that becomes the focus of the work between now and next Tuesday, and certainly the basis of the call next Tuesday. And then also these future PDP issues. Those will be the two big agenda topics for next Tuesday. We'll send out a reminder note, and you know, while this thing, we've done well, it just doesn't seem to want to die, but I still think we are very close to the end. And, you know, ask everybody to continue contributing, and, you know, we'll get this one wrapped up in short order. So keep an eye on the list. We'll look for some guidance from legal, and we'll take the next steps as appropriate. But we should plan a call this time, these phone numbers and all the rest, next Tuesday. Well, that'd be the 24th of March. With that, any other questions?
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Hey, I have some ideas about the issues going forward, the future PDPs, but I'm just going to submit it in writing to the group so that we don't get things out of order too much.
Very good, yeah. Any thoughts on how to move forward? Much appreciated. And as folks go through the list, you know, feel free. Post your ideas, your recommendations, and we'll work on incorporating all of them. Okay, then with that, we're a minute past the hour, so I will bid everybody well. We will see you guys next Tuesday, and again, look to the list for guidance so that we have a better idea that we start draft, you know, the text changes, or we're going to focus on the next charter, whatever needs to be done. Thank you all again, and we'll see you in a week.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.